ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon His last messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and his pure progeny. We are together again with the program Bridge, contemplating on the phrases of the beautiful legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin, Sahifa Sajjadiya. And we have been focusing on the 11th dua. We covered the very first part of it in the last session. And after a very few lines of introduction, Imam reminds us that there is the dhikr of salawat, which is the answered dua, which is a guaranteed dua to be answered. And by that, he reminds us the importance of the connection of the household of the Prophet to him, and that wilaya is the completion of deen. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And then Imam continues and up goes to the next part of the dua by saying this, وَشْغَلْ قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ ذِكْرٍ. O Allah, make our hearts, divert our hearts through remembering Thee from every act of remembrance. Meaning that every remembrance that we have, make it to be, or convert it to be, or divert it to be the remembrance of You. And they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they asked one of the a'imma, one of the guardians, one of the awliya of Allah, on the fact that what is the definition of remembrance of Allah? What is a feasible or a simple explanation so that we can remember what is dhikrullah? And Imam alayhi salam said, it is remembering Allah when it comes to the moment of disobedience, and then also remembering Allah when there is a moment of sinning and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Right, we are back with the program Bridge, spending a few minutes or moments of our daily lives with the beautiful legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin, Sahifa Sajjadi. On this 11th dua that Imam has titled it to be Bikhawa wa kana min du'ahi alayhi salam bikhawatim al-khayr. It was a supplication for good outcomes. It's really a big lesson for us. Imam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, requests and beseeches him, وَشْغَلْ قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ ذِكْرٍ. Make our heart or divert our hearts through remembering You from every act of remembrance. وَأَلْسَنَتِنَا بشكرك عن كل شكر, and make our tongues through thanking thee from every act of thanksgiving. Any types of expression of thanks, make it to be giving thank to you. That means intensify tawheed and monotheism in our hearts. When on the very beginning of the very first surah of the Holy Quran, the surah that you recite at least 5 times a day or at least 10 times a day because of the daily prayers, daily salats that you have, you say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. All the praise, al, alif, and lam in Arabic in here, makes the word after it to be absolute. Alhamd, all of the hamd, all of the praises, it's in its entirety and holiness, refers or gets redirected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give compliment to someone for their physical beauty. That is, in fact, giving praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of that beauty. You go to a part of a nature, you go on a journey to visit a beautiful part of a nature, and then on a camp or a trip with your friends or family members, you see a beautiful scene, you see mountains, you see forests, you see different species of creation, and you say, wow, this is amazing. This sentence that you just uttered and said is referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all the praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a break and come back again.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, this is the last portion of our session tonight, or today, wherever in the world you are. In your local time, Imam says in here, وَاشْغَلْ قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ ذِكْرِ وَأَلْسَنَتِنَا بِشُكْرِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ شُكْرِ. Make our hearts and our tongues, and at the end, وَجَوَارِحَنَا بِطَاعَتِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ طَاعَةٍ, and our body limbs, our limbs, through obeying thee from every act of obedience. All these three statements or three du'as and requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but intensification of tawheed in us. Meaning that if we remember anything, let that remembrance be diverted to you. Anything that we see in our daily lives, let that remember us of you. And anything that we say by our tongue in terms of praises, let that be your praise. And anything our body limbs do, let that be nothing but your obedience. Meaning that the kamal and perfection of qalb, of the heart, is to become a place, a house for remembrance of Allah. The kamal and perfection of alsun, the tongues, is nothing but praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kamal and the perfection of the body limbs is nothing but obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Holy Quran says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We haven't created you except so that you become perfect through obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him to grant us the tawfiq, the sustenance to reach the kamal and perfection, that highest level of perfection in our hearts, in our tongues, in our actions. Anything that is left after us, any action that we produce, any word that we say, any thought or remembrance that comes through our heart and mind, let that be all belonging and owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of kamal. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را